Talking right now with Eric McCullough, the head football coach of the ESAC Raiders. They travel up to West Monona to wrap up the regular season here. And, Coach, as always, appreciate your time.
Yeah, you bet, Jeff. It's crazy to think we're in week 8 already.
Yeah, hard to believe. And this is the last week of the regular season. And Coach, some people may have thought that things went, you know, the wrong way as they did last week with you guys losing to the Rams. But there's still hope. If you guys knock off West Monona, looking at some of the seedings right now, there's still a chance for you guys to get into the playoffs.
Yeah, Jeff. You know, there's still an outside chance. Everything is kind of in the fine print of that, you know, that it's based on the 17-point rule. So there is an outside chance, you know, and we just really haven't talked much about that. You know, it's been more of a focus on what we need to fix kind of inside and then kind of just get that first win. That's kind of been our motivation this week.
What has been the focus as far as what you're trying to fix? What things have you been working on?
You know, just trying to prepare mentally. I think that's the thing that really caught us off guard last week. Not sure if we came in a little too confident or just kind of got flat or just kind of, you know, the way the season has gone and the schedule has been. You know, sometimes you just kind of sit and you think something bad's going to happen. And we're trying to kind of turn that around and kind of been a lot of talking and doing drills, you know, that it's okay to fail, but it's okay to be successful too. And those are the things we really want to kind of push on the kids and come together as a team and the trust part of it. And we got to get kids healthy. I mean, we're young. We have been all year. And a couple of our older guys have kind of been banged up, and they're not 100%. So we had to play some kind of new guys in some new positions last week, so get them some more reps and trying to prepare for different situations.
Good energy this week in practice then?
Yeah, I think it's been better, and that's good. I mean, you know, 2 weeks ago we played Kemper, we had a lot of high energy, and that's the thing you kind of get worried about, I guess, in district football. When you're struggling and then you're playing teams that you just don't know, you know, but when you play a team like Kemper, you can get pretty excited because the kids know each other. You play them a lot of different sports and close rivalry a little bit, I guess you could say. And then you start playing these teams, and, you know, West Monona, I don't think we played them in anything. So we just got to really focus on kind of reaching some goals and setting some team-type goals and individual-type goals for the kids and making sure we're working towards those for Friday.
And speaking of West Monona, this is a team coming in, one win on the season. It was a district win, though. A win over you guys, they lock up that four seed and a playoff berth. So they're playing for something as well, but kind of similar to you guys. They don't know you guys either, so you wonder what the level of intensity is in their practice right now.
Yeah, you know, and then they've kind of had a, you don't want to say it, but, you know, you look at the teams that they played, they've had definitely had an easier schedule. And that's real hard, I guess, as a teenage boy to be able to look at those things. I mean, as coaches, we've been talking about it all season and how these harder games that we're playing are going to kind of set us up for more success down the way. And then we kind of doesn't happen for us last week. So, you know, we just continue to kind of push that and the encouragement because West Monona's schedule is definitely a lot easier than what ours was. And they got beat by teams that weren't your SECs or your OABCIGs or your Ridgeviews. So, well, I guess they did lose to Ridgeview. They did play them. So there's a few like opponents that we've had that we can kind of go back and look at film and see the things that they want to try and do. And we just want to make sure we're prepared and we have kids in the right situations.
As you watch them on film, they look like a team. They're going to run the football, but certainly not afraid to throw it. Their quarterback, J.J. Ander, has thrown for just over 1,000 yards on 126 attempts on the year, 6 touchdowns, but it's been picked 11 times. What have you seen from him? What do they do in that pass game?
You know, that's kind of our big focus has been that pass game. That's kind of something that hurt us a little bit last week, And that's what with Mapleton, you know, they made plays that we'd never seen them make in film and in the games past. So it was just kind of their night to make those big plays, and it was our night not to have those big plays. And so this week we will make sure we put ourselves in positions to be successful and understand, you know, in West Monona, their main receiver is that number 2 kid. and you can kind of see him in different formations. So we just been kind of going over to recognize where he's at and out of the formations, what they want to run, what they want to do. And a little bit of it has to do with their fly sweep. They have a lot of success. They'll have him in a kind of a slot, and they'll motion him over and try and run him, and then they'll try and come back and put him at a split out and motion somebody else. So, you know, just recognizing those little things will help our kids kind of be in a better position to defend those type of plays.
Coach, the Bellis kid, I think, is who you're talking about. 23 catches on the year, 455 yards, just 3 touchdowns, though. Do they go over the top with him, or is it mainly a lot of short passes that he's turned into bigger gains?
It's kind of dependent on the game. You know, you kind of watch some games against, like, Mapleton. He had some big catches over the top or crossing across the middle. And then you look at some like the Underwood and some of the little bit better teams, and it's just more maybe short stuff that just kind of 5-6 yard curl routes, timing type routes that they did a good job of running against. So, you know, and we got to turn up our pressure a little bit up front to kind of make him uncomfortable, and we think there's some matchups that we can hopefully get and kind of have some success that way.
Coach, what do you expect them to try and do defensively against you guys? Where do you feel like you can have some success when you have the ball?
You know, we just got to be up front. We got to have some consistency there. And that's where we've had a few guys kind of banged up and sore and fighting through some injuries a little bit, is we just got to get a push up front and make sure we kind of recognize their defensive package. And they run a basic 4-4. But it's a little different when you go to some trip sets that they kind of bring both outside backers to that trip side. So there's some things we hope we can do that way to kind of take advantage of their shift and their guys out of the defensive front, you know, or their linebacker positions that hopefully we can kind of come back and take advantage of those and try and get our quick passing game going. I mean, that's something that we've always tried to do the last couple of years, and it's just something we need to get a little bit better at, making better reads and maybe hit some slant-type throws. And we know defense teams we're going to play are going to try and take Tyler away, and we got to have a kind of a counter for that, you know, or play-action pass for that. So, and I think there's some other kids we've worked with this week that are ready to kind of step up in those situations. And when it comes Friday night, hopefully they can have that opportunity to have a big play.
Coach, you mentioned your passing game. How have you seen the junior Aiden Vondrak kind of develop as a passer this year?
You know, I think Aiden's made some good steps forward. And he's had a lot of people in his face. I mean, so we've kind of worked with him at different things, tried to help Aiden out kind of more than we have in the past with quarterbacks, with drills, and just trying to get better in those situations as far as, because a lot of teams are going to want to blitz on us, and just trying to get an open guy or a hot route, I guess you would call, for Aiden to kind of pick up and throw. And he's done a really good job of putting the ball where it needs to be, and you know, making that step to that varsity level can be tough, especially when we're not consistent up front, so our protection isn't always the best. So that can be kind of hard and difficult sometimes, and we run the ball a lot. So we want to try and work off the play-action type passes, and sometimes those take a little bit longer to kind of develop. But I think Aiden's made some really good progress in the last couple of weeks.
Coach, we appreciate you joining us here today. Wish you the best of luck coming up on Friday night, and I know the guys looking forward to catching up with you coming up on the Scoreboard Show after the game.
Yeah, hey, we appreciate it every week. Thank you, Jeff.
You bet. Head coach Eric McCullough again with the ESAC Raiders. Again, they head to West Monona coming up on Friday night.